Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As we kick off hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the show, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. Our listeners have contributed over 650 unique pages to the wiki. You can see it, wiki.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones right away, because this is the show about your calls. Coming up, though, we've got a story about a teacher shooting in a classroom. We'll give you the details. Also, nude, sunbathing, felons voting, and more. Let's start, though, with Bob in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, you liberal guys?
We're not liberals.
I don't know. That's what my brother calls you.
Really?
I listen to you.
I'm glad that
weekend.
You and your brother are talking about us.
Well, actually, we kind of agree with you, so usually we're, like, totally hateful towards each other, but...
Well, you could label us... I mean, liberal and conservative are such destroyed words at this point, but technically we are classical liberals, but we're also paleo-conservatives.
How about you're a liberal-conservative?
Mm-hmm.
the reason why I called, you guys were talking about the cop. Like, getting fined $50 or whatever.
Yeah, after he beat a suspect.
Yeah.
He wouldn't stop beating the suspect, so another cop had to come in and kick him off of
it. Right.
And
it had to be a chick, but whatever.
Right.
well, that was a story on, there's a guy that does a show here, like, on Saturdays.
Okay.
And, I don't have to say his name or anything, but, Greg.
Does he do it on...
Okay, it's on the same show, WXNT.
But,
does he do it on WXNT, the
yeah.
show?
It's
well,
Greg Browning. Actually, he's pretty cool.
Right on.
But he does, like, this angry man juror deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he had, like 12 people call in, and 11 out of 12 said, like, cops have the right to, like, beat you if you, like, like screw them over or whatever.
No.
And, like,
what's wrong with people?
This Mexican dude, this Hispanic Mexican dude called in. They were like, are you legal? And he's like, well, yeah. And of course he's going to say that, but... And he was like, turn him into a pinata.
Wait, turn the cop into a pinata or the suspect?
No, the suspect or whatever.
Oh, man. You know, what is it with people? Don't they realize that they could get caught up in this? I think people believe they're immune. I think people believe that because they don't commit crimes, I mean, of course, everybody speeds. I mean, everybody breaks
right.
the law at some point.
Well,
but they don't commit the big crimes, since they don't kidnap people, that they'll never get caught up in a kidnapping investigation, that there won't ever be a case of mistaken identity where the police bring them into the station thinking they're someone else and then beat the living tar out of them. Then they'll be thinking a little differently at that point.
The only thing that freaks me out, because, you know, I've been down with the man a couple times, and, you know, I've been smacked around a little bit, you know, because, you know, I was belligerent or, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you were in the wrong and, like, you know, they have to, you know, hold themselves back. But, I mean, if you cross that line, you know, if the only thing they have to do is, like, bash you, that's cool. But, I just don't know the whole story on this one.
I don't think it's ever acceptable for the police to beat a suspect.
And belligerence isn't against the law
if I bash him, I mean.
Oh, if you're attacking the cop, then they
yeah.
absolutely have the right to self-defense,
right.
just like you
right.
and I would if we were being attacked.
Right, but I just don't know the whole story on this one. So I'll try to keep, you know, tabs on it and see what happens.
Well, I don't know. Do you think that they... maybe we don't... Of course we don't know the whole story, but...
Well,
I've never been in an interrogation room before, but I would think if I was under interrogation for a violent crime that they probably wouldn't let me out of my handcuffs. Do you think?
Yeah, it's been known to happen.
And wouldn't you think the cop would have said something at his trial like, yeah, he attacked me first? He
well,
didn't even say that.
He hasn't went on trial yet.
No, I believe he pled to it.
Actually, from what I understand, when I was listening earlier, he's still, like, locked up in Marin County Jail.
No. You got it wrong. The suspect is locked up in jail. The cop,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about,
the
yeah.
The 58-year-old cop is out. He pled guilty.
He's on whatchamajig vacation or whatever.
No, he's just been demoted to, I guess, a squad car, essentially.
Yeah, but he's on vacation. He's, like, on whatever...
Paid leave.
Have her cops get that.
Yeah. It's called suspension with pay. It's a sweet,
yeah.
sweet deal.
Yeah. I'd probably get fired, but, you know.
Oh, we all would get fired. We'd all get in big trouble
and
if we did the same thing. All right, man. Anything else on your mind?
I don't know. I think pot should be legal, and I guess that's about it.
We're with you 100%. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for
hey.
The call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I think there are a lot of people out there that think the way that Bob does. that pot should be legal.
I think so, too.
It's just that most of them are kind of afraid to come out and admit it because they might be afraid they'll lose their jobs or, you know, people will look down on them because they've smoked pot.
Ooh. Well, you know, the numbers are like in the 80th percentile for people that believe that pot should be legal for medical, medicinal purposes, and it's legal in 11 states, but these cops that never do anything wrong, the national DEA, loves to enforce these their laws in states where it's legal. They go in and they bust up, you know, marijuana distribution centers for people.
Legitimate.
Yeah, for people that have medical problems. You have to be able to get it. It's very difficult stuff to get.
Right.
So they have to have distribution centers to get it to these people. They go in there, they bust things up, they take their money out of the till.
And they haven't even been arresting them. Recently in California, because California has totally changed in the last 10 years. They've really gone towards a legitimate system of marijuana distribution there. But from time to time, the DEA breaks down a door, grabs all the pot, takes all the cash, and leaves.
Yeah.
Brings no charges. Why do they bring no charges? Well, it's because they might actually have their verdict nullified in court. Then they might have to pay back these guys. Who knows what would happen at that point. So they don't even want to bother with it. They just want to go and do a hit and run because they're the only gang that can get away with robbing people in bright daylight.
Armed robbery.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. 800-259-9231. By the way, Vickman emails in and he says, all right, here it is. If you're a cop and you know other cops are doing illegal stuff and you do nothing about it, you are a criminal too. So in Vickman's opinion, all cops are bad. Although I disagree, because it's possible that you could be a cop and be totally oblivious to the fact that there are bad cops around you doing bad things. Don't you think that's possible?
I would think. It seems like a pretty solitary job to me where you go out. You look for traffic violations or you look for criminals or something like that. You're
not around
the beat.
The mall all the time. And, you know, if they don't consider you trustworthy to let you in on the plan, you might not ever know about the corruption.
I thought it was interesting. I talked to a cop this week, and he said that his job was to ride a bicycle around in the rough part of town.
Okay.
And I thought, why aren't there any cops riding bicycles around in my neighborhood? I'd be a little safer, right?
Mm.
But no, that's not where they send them.
Interesting.
They wouldn't want to catch the crime that's going on in my neighborhood. Of course, it's probably going on behind closed doors. It's not out in the street like it is in the bad neighborhoods generally. I don't know.
So I'm giving some cops the benefit of the doubt, saying it's possible you could be a police officer and not be aware of the corruption. Although every single cop we've ever talked to on this show has been aware of it. So we're going to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Well, speaking of something bad that cops do, I have an update on the trial of Russell Canning and Kat Dillon in Manchester, New Hampshire.
These are these are super activists, protesters. They were out on the side of the road in Manchester holding signs. And they were arrested for holding signs on the side of the road. Actually, they were arrested for not following the police orders. And the cops came over and said, you need to cross the street. But they said, why? There's people here at this bus stop. They were standing maybe 5 feet away from a bus stop with people there. Well, you need to cross the street. And then they refused to cross the street, so they were arrested. So what's up? What's happening?
Correct. Well, their trial is on June 1st at 8:15 a.m. in Manchester. And I have an action item for any of your listeners who would like to do something about it, even if they're not in New Hampshire.
Ooh, really?
You can call the prosecutor.
Okay.
His name is Gregory Mueller.
And what's the point of calling the prosecutor?
To complain. Just gripe. Say, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Right.
Tie up his line. Leave him as many voicemails as possible. So every day he goes to work, he's got one or two waiting for him.
Yeah, it'd be better if he had 100 waiting
for him.
And
what's his name? Gregory Mueller?
That's correct.
Dave, why don't you do this? Instead of giving out a phone number on the air, because people are in their cars, they're not going to be able to write it down, just go to our bulletin board system and post it in the Promoting Liberty forum, if you would, please, and then people will be able to go there and grab it up.
I may, if I get a chance to do that, I may do that.
Understood. Shouldn't take too long. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you about the felons and voting coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. the Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. Over 1,300 of our listeners around the world have added themselves to the map, and you can do that as well, or you can just surf around and see who's listening at map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. You need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Let's talk felons and voting, Mark.
Well, two of my favorite big government Democrats, Senators Hillary Clinton and John
Kerry.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
John Kerry. Yes, I'm not very fond of, big government, that's for certain, and it seems to me that both the Democrats and the Republicans are for it.
Yes, indeed.
they've introduced a bill that I think I kind of like the sound of. They're attempting to push through the Senate what would it would restore the rights to vote to felons, including killers and rapists and child predators.
Now, wait. Now, this is another issue that I did not know was a federal issue. Is this yet another federal string to where, you know, there's some sort of federal prison money that's tied to not allowing felons to vote?
Well, it would seem to me that...
Isn't there one state that does allow felons to vote?
Voting is an issue, at the very least, on a national level that should be decided by the national government. If for instance, the national government should decide whether or not people can vote in
national elections.
That seems... That makes perfectly good sense to me. And there are many states, like, for instance, Oklahoma, where not only were, you know, formerly convicted killers, rapists, and child predators... who are now free.
And all of the other felons as well. There's plenty of other felons.
Not only can they vote, but they can vote while they're in jail.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm not sure whether I agree with that. I think while you're in jail, you shouldn't be voting. That's my personal opinion.
But wait a minute. I mean, is Oklahoma the haven for bad people as a result of it? Have we, you know, are Oklahoma politicians more likely to be evil because they are being voted in? Are their votes being counted in jails? Has it really affected Oklahoma politics?
I can't answer that for you.
The answer's probably no.
But I can tell you that, you know, politicians, it's quite a little voting block there, especially a local election, if you can imagine. I don't know why they would be able to vote in a local election, but they live there. So a city councilman could probably get voted in based solely on the fact that he got voted in by the convicts.
Nothing better to do, right?
If there's 1,000 guys who live in if there's 1,000 guys who live in a jail inside of a city, 1,000 people for a city or county election is a voting block.
Good point.
A big one.
Good point.
So I'm not sure whether
I could understand not allowing them to vote while they're in jail. I could understand that. But letting them vote after they get out seems so sensible. It seems like the right thing to do.
And to me, well, let me go on a little farther before I get into it. Such a law would receive a cold reception by most Americans, according to a just-released poll by Zogby.
Hmm.
And some believe that Clinton and Kerry, with the help of some news organizations, are trying to sneak their bill under the public radar. A new poll conducted by Zogby Interactive for Associated Television News and the O'Leary Report shows that a clear majority of Americans, including blacks and Hispanics, are opposed to the restoration of rights for former felons.
Wow.
It's all about the phraseology in these things.
It's true.
In a lot of ways. Zogby Associated Television, I mean, for instance, if you asked, should people who pay taxes be represented in their government, people would say, well, yes, indubitably.
Right.
Well, that would, you know what? Convicted felons
pay taxes.
Pay taxes.
Right.
All of them. And I don't think that it's right that, you know, you have to pay property. Convicted felons,
no taxation,
some of them,
without representation.
Some of them own homes. The ones that don't own homes, you know, I'm sure that they should be able to vote in city elections, too. But if you own a home in a city, don't you think you should be able to vote on whether or not they're going to raise the property tax in that city?
You would think.
I mean, if you're paying a federal income tax to the tune of $10,000 a year, don't you think you should be able to vote on which senator or representative or president that you have?
You're absolutely right, Mark. It really has everything to do with the way they ask the question. So if you ask the question the way you asked it, of course people are going to say yes. You should be able to vote on tax issues if you're paying taxes. But if you ask the question, should child molesters be able to vote? Should convicted murderers now free among the populace be able to vote? And then you'll get a different answer.
Now, what I think is pretty funny is, I'll bet you one of the least represented voting blocks out there is convicted felons. I'll bet you that those guys are not pounding on the pollsters' doors. We've got to get in here and vote. This is just... I'll bet you they don't care. I mean, just as
most
by and large. By and large, they don't care anything about voting. Most Americans don't care anything about voting.
True.
In a national presidential election where it gets all kind of coverage, you'd be...
You're lucky to get over 50%.
To get over 50% of registered voters. Isn't that correct?
As I understand it.
And registered voters don't, by any stretch of the imagination, come close to being the majority of Americans. Maybe the more majority. I don't know. But it's not 75%.
There are millions of Americans that are not registered.
Millions and millions of them. So I don't think this is a terribly big issue. I don't think that convicted felons that are out on the streets...
Give me some more stats, though. What do Americans think, according to this poll?
All right. Well, according to another 71% of the country feels that the motive for such legislation is to help win elections. Both Clinton and Kerry are expected to run for the Democrat nomination for president of the United States. Now, I happen to know two convicted felons that are released. You know, they didn't do very much time, but they have to be convicted felons and they can't vote. That had registered to vote and then had that right rescinded that were Republicans.
Now, right. Where does this? Where does the idea come from that a convicted felon is more likely to be a Democrat? Where does that come from?
Well, I would say that it's because
the Democrats and the Republicans are both the ones that passed the laws that put them in there. They're both. I mean, we've got millions of convicted, probably drug offenders out there. A lot of them are felons, and those laws were passed by Republicans and Democrats, enforced by Republicans and Democrats.
Well, most states allow convicted felons to vote, but one state in particular, Florida, and I imagine that this is aimed at that. Is, you know, the majority of people in jail, a super majority of people in prison in Florida are black. And black people, by and large, vote Democrat. So I think
that's only because they don't know better.
I'm in the 71% that feels that, in fact, this is the motive for this legislation is help win elections for Democrats.
I'd like
I think that all felons, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, if they've been done all their time and their probation and all that other stuff should be restored to citizenship because they're paying their taxes. Taxation
right.
without representation
I
is
agree.
Wrong.
I agree.
We fought a revolutionary war over this concept, okay? And to deny these people the right to vote is just simply wrong. You should be able to decide who your captors are, and that's what the case is.
I want to say something about this allegation that black people are more likely to vote for Democrat. I think that you might want to point out that black people who vote might be more likely to vote for Democrats.
Okay.
Because that leaves, because by just sort of blanketing all black people with this sort of, you're for Democrats mentality is not necessarily the case. I think there's lots of black people out there that are so sick of the system, so sick of both sides of it, just like us, that they don't participate at all. In fact, I've found that when I've done my political outreach, that blacks are the most responsive group to the libertarian message, to the pro-freedom message. In fact, black women are really, they're really anti-taxation. They really like the ideas about liberty when it's placed in front of them. You know, the problem is, and it's the same with Hispanics and white people and everybody else, these ideas, these pro-liberty, pro-freedom ideas are just not put in front of anybody. And then once they hear them, they respond to them. So if we can get this message out, then maybe they'll be voting for libertarian candidates. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We got Rick and Indy, Wade in Jacksonville, and your calls as well, if you make them. We've got a teacher that's been firing shots in class. That's coming up, too. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's once again 800-259-9231. You get to bring up what you want if you make the call. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have live streams. So we've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. So virtually everybody with an internet connection can tune in live and free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rick in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas. Good to talk to you again.
Hey.
Chime in on the felon's right to vote issue.
Yeah.
This is an issue that affects 6 million Americans with felony convictions.
Wow.
That's a lot of people, you know.
Wow.
And
I didn't realize there was that many of them.
If you go to the Bureau of Justice statistic that outlines it right there, how many people are affected by this. But the thing is nearly 40 states already either allow a felon to vote when they're done with all their debt to society is repaid, or
that's
have an avenue for them to have their voting rights restored.
Now, that's this avenue that you're referring to. Do you want an avenue to get a driver's license or deal with the government in any way? You know what I'm saying? An avenue.
Absolutely.
Somebody gets out of prison in Florida, it takes months, and for some cases it takes years to be able to get.
I know somebody that has been applying to have his voting rights renewed in Florida here, and it's just literally been they put it off, and apparently you have to put it in front of the governor or something like that. Have you heard about this, Mark?
Yes.
Right, that is an issue in Florida and some other states.
Right.
The thing of it is, I mean, it's really much to do about nothing. I mean, we've got your political pundits who are afraid that giving felons the right to vote is going to be some Democratic advantage, when in reality, it's like you pointed out in some of the statistics, that's not necessarily true anymore.
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't take much anymore to become a felon either. I mean, tapped into last week is what's a sex crime, you know? And in this case, what's a felony?
It could be
just a gram over the legal limit of some illegal substance.
Yeah, here in Florida, it's 21 grams of pot. 21 grams of pot, and you're a felon in Florida.
You know, so,
crazy.
I mean, it's really a bad issue, and it does amount to taxation without representation. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about that issue.
Yep, no doubt about it. In fact, maybe it's not that they're concerned that the felons getting out of jail will vote for Democrats. Maybe they're concerned they're going to vote for Libertarians, because when you've been put in jail, you've been screwed by the state. You've been screwed by the Republicans and the Democrats. And if the Libertarian message comes across, comes your way, I think you'd be pretty responsive to it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rick, anything else on your mind tonight?
While I've got you on the phone, I just want to say, and I don't know how you all necessarily agree, feel on this issue, but I think it's imperative to every American in this country to write their representative this week, and not email. I want snail mail and faxes. I want their offices to be full of so much mail they have to leap and jump around it, and let the politicians know how we feel on the immigration issue. We have to protect the borders. No
You have opened up the Pandora's box.
And I know I am barking up the wrong tree there with you guys.
You have opened the Pandora's box, Rick.
Yes,
when you say protect the borders, why don't you tell us how you're going to do that?
Well, I think protecting the borders is really an easier issue than what it's being made out to be.
Really?
It doesn't take, I mean, we've got countries like Israel, I mean, and I live part-time in Ukraine. I mean, you come across the border in Ukraine, you get shot, and if you survive, you're prosecuted later.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we have legal.
And we should
avenues.
Be doing that in America?
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's a good thing to. I don't think that we should want to be like other countries. We should want to be like the free country we're supposed to be.
Well, it's not so much. I'm not opposed to immigration. Let's get that part of it out, you know, straight out of the box. I'm not
right.
opposed to immigration at
you
all.
You just want it to be legal, right?
I want it to be legal.
Do you know anyone that's gone through that process?
As a matter of fact, I sponsor quite a few Polish and Ukrainian immigrants coming into this country. Let mm-hmm. me tell you, it is the most horrible process you could ever want to go through. And with
why do you want people
time,
to go through that?
I mean, 2-year wait time to come over here. And we're talking about people who know English, have college degrees,
yeah.
and become productive members of society once they get to this country.
You say a 2-year wait time, Rick, but we had an article recently that said that the bureaucracy, the U.S. immigration, whatever they are, this processing bureaucracy, is 4 or 5 years behind on even starting to process applications.
Well,
I don't know about you, but I don't have all my life to wait.
Right, there are tricks that you can go through to expedite that process.
Yeah, like hiring a lawyer.
but the thing is the immigration system is broken. But the thing that we need to address is our country cannot stand to have a million plus people come across the border in an illegal fashion, especially
why?
When we spend out $86 billion in federal aid to illegal immigrants, and it costs our healthcare system another $56 billion a year.
Okay.
And we could set up a process that uses private companies to help get that process streamlined and get people into the country
yeah.
legally.
I see where you're coming from, and I appreciate that you like the idea of having immigrants come here, and I appreciate that you understand that that's valuable to America. However, I like that you want to involve some sort of private agencies to speed up the process, that you want to make that process better. However, it just seems to me that, first of all, the welfare objection is one of the most popular and powerful objections to immigration, the idea that we're spending a lot of taxpayer dollars on immigrants. And as
it's
you pointed
phenomenal.
Out, now hang on a second, and I agree with you, there's probably a lot of people that are taking advantage of the so-called services that are out there. But I think all the people that are touting that as an issue are missing the real issue. And the real issue is the existence of welfare in the first place. And I think it's sad that so-called conservatives out there are rattling the chains, rattling the sword to bring troops down to the border. So we've had people suggest mining the border. Order. We've had all kinds of crazy.
You say it's crazy, but what are you going to do to stop these immigrants?
Well,
put up a big wall,
hire guards,
put
up turrets,
National Guard.
I mean, we've heard it all, and all these people are doing is calling for more big government solutions to what is essentially a big government problem in the first place. And they're caught in the big government trap, Rick. And the big government trap is when government creates a program, it creates unintended consequences. It doesn't matter how wonderful the ends were. So when welfare and Social Security and all that was created, it sounded nice. Hey, we're going to help poor people. But in fact, all you did was hurt poor people by taking taxes out of their paycheck and giving them less money to spend, etc. So we know welfare is a failure. You certainly would agree with that, correct?
Oh, I think welfare ought to be done away with.
So we need to focus on that as the real issue. Get all these anti-immigration people or all these immigration restriction people to shift their focus over to the real threat, and that is the welfare centralized wealth redistribution communist system that we have here in America.
Absolutely.
That's the issue, not immigration, because if there was no welfare for them to get their hands on, then what would be the problem then?
There wouldn't be as much incentive to come across the border if there weren't those types of incentives.
Freedom's a pretty big incentive.
Right.
Freedom's a big incentive.
The thing, though, is it's become a problem that people have grandiose. They've turned it into a bigger issue than what it is. We've got laws on the books right now that, if enforced, could seriously cut back on the.
There are some people. Okay. Here we are again with this whole, well, if they would just enforce the law aspect. Well, there are people that will say the same thing, Rick, about the war on drugs. There are people out there that will say, well, if we were to really enforce the drug laws, it would make drugs go away. It's a fantasy to believe that if you have a police crackdown on the border, that it's going to end immigration. It's like trying to plug a dam. I mean, you're not going to be able to stop the flow of immigrants. Rick, I'm sorry, man. We're out of time. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Women's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we've got updates. So whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. At updates.freetalklive.com, that's how you get signed up. It's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. We go to the amplifier line to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Eric.
How are you doing this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
First of all, I just want to congratulate our friend Stephen Gordon over at Hammer Truth. He just was promoted to the LP's Nationwide Communications Director.
I think that's excellent. I've talked with Stephen before. HammerofTruth.com is a fantastic website. I'm one of the guest bloggers there, of course. And it'll be good to have somebody who is an ally of Free Talk Live actually in the Libertarian Party National Organization, because we've had sort of, a bit of trouble with them in the past. So hopefully we can resolve all those conflicts.
Yeah, I hope it's a sign of changes to come over there.
All right, so what else is on your mind?
Well, I'm curious on the immigration issue. You know me, I'm usually involved in the tech side of things, but I'm curious to know, and I cannot find any answers anywhere as to when we close the borders and why.
You know, I've kind of looked into this myself, and there was a time in our history when it would have just been completely impossible to try to you know, close up the borders. The, you know, the communication was just too you know, sparse.
Sure.
Yeah. People communicated via horses.
The government wouldn't have been big enough at that time either.
Right. Now, most of our most people listening to this radio show right now, their ancestors were immigrants. And their ancestors immigrated to this country legally because there were essentially no laws because they were unenforceable. You know, even if you came through Ellis Island, basically what they did was they checked you, they quarantined you for 3 days or so to see if you were ill, and then they messed up your name and they sent you on. And that was basically the whole immigration policy at the time.
Right.
Well, now we have laws, and we have men with automatic weapons, and we have the whole thing going on. And I've really got to, I mean, how can you sit there and say, well, just these illegal immigrants? Well, you've put up this huge mound of legality that's going on. I mean, people want freedom. People have always wanted freedom. And that's why the Statue of Liberty is there that says, give us your... What does it say? Give us your...
I'll have to pull up the poem.
Give us your...
Fire for your huddled masses.
Oh, you mean you don't want to give the educated, the wealthy, and the elite? We don't want them in here? It doesn't say that?
So why don't they change the poem? You know, maybe that's what they should do. They should change the poem. They should pass a law to change the poem on the statue. That way they can change it to only have the educated rich folk come.
And do you think that most immigrants, most of our ancestors came across here speaking fluent English?
No, of course not.
No! They learned because it was beneficial to them, just like it's beneficial to immigrants now to learn.
When was the last time the borders were still open? Because, I mean, it seems to me like even during World War II, they were still open, right?
That's a great question, and I think that you know, if anybody knows the answer, feel free to chime in, 800-259-9231, if somebody knows the history of immigration law in this country, because I'm curious now. Thank you for asking, Eric. We appreciate the call as always, man. 800-259-9231. So if you can clue us in or shoot us an email later. Let's go to Wade in Jacksonville. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Wade, take control of the airwaves. Hello.
Hey, it's good to finally talk to you. First-time caller.
What's on your mind, Wade?
In the last couple of weeks. Y'all were talking earlier about the Free State Project, and when Mark made a comment about they would be muscling in and they would have control because of such a 20,000, and you argued that it was such a small percentage of the populace. I just wanted to counter that by saying you don't have to have a whole new voting block. You just got to be able to tip the scales in whatever favor, whichever way you want it to go. And then ask a question about what is the fully informed jury associated.
Oh, okay. Just to your first point, you're right. 20,000 voters could certainly tip a scale. It could certainly be the deciding votes in an election, no doubt about that. I was just more objecting to the term muscling in. I don't like that term. I think words are really important, and I think muscling has sort of a violent, pushy sort of a connotation. And that's not at all what we're trying to do. We're just trying to persuade people to our side. Secondly, the Fully Informed Jury Association, their website is FIJA, FIJA.org. And there's great information there about how jury nullification is essentially the final check and the final balance on an out-of-control government. Now, have you heard of jury nullification?
I've heard y'all use the term. I've seen another organization put out a pamphlet on juries' rights.
Right.
But I just thought that might be something similar.
Jury nullification essentially is you as a juror deciding not only on the facts of the case, but actually on the law itself. So, for instance, if you were called in to be a juror and you had the opportunity to, for instance, sit on a drug case, and you agreed with us that the war on drugs is stupid and should be ended, then it wouldn't matter. The judge will tell you. The judges will just lie to you these days, either because, well, they might be lying, or they might just be not knowing that you can nullify because it seems to have been just removed from courts altogether. But the judge will say, you have to judge this case based on preponderance of the evidence and whether or not you know, the law was broken.
I've heard of some cases in Florida where there's mandatory sentencing, and the juries matter of fact, the lawyers were ordered not to tell the juries or mention that the juries could waive that mandatory sentence.
Interesting. Usually it's the judge that sentences. I don't know if the jury normally does that. But anyway, essentially, if you believe that the law was wrong, you could vote not guilty simply based on how you feel about the law. That's what jury nullification is. Again, more information at FIJA.org. Thanks for the call, Wade. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We still got the teacher shooting something in the classroom. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can amp the show as well. If you like what we're doing on the show, go to amp.freetalklive.com and become a voluntary contributor to Free Talk Live, because we give you everything on our website for free, which is totally different from those other talk shows. They want to charge you for their archives. We give them away. And if you like it, then we ask you for some cash, but totally voluntary. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details there. You get information on how you get perks, like access to the amplifier-only call-in line. We had Eric call in on that a moment ago.
It's sort of like a club. I mean, there's a few benefits to it.
Yeah. Plus, you get access to classic archives and more, and when we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on commercial time on the show as well. So all those details are there, amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, we don't just spend the money on strippers and cocaine. We actually...
Well, not this month.
No, we never do. The money comes in, because I don't like either one of those two.
No, but you're not at all interested.
But really, the money comes in, and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote the show to more radio stations, promote it online as well. It makes a huge difference, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, still to come here, the teacher firing shots in the classroom. Maybe the naked woman in the backyard. Global warming, if we have time. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box, Mark.
Let's do that.
This one from Ryan. He says, "Hey, guys, been listening to you for about a month and a half, and I'm so impressed. I've always had minor qualms about the interference of the government and the loss of our freedoms, but I never knew that people actually were fighting it. I was never so dissatisfied with the government as I am now. You see, I'm 21, and when I was 17 and a half, I joined the Air Force, where I was optimistic and ignorant of the almighty government. I would use popular rationale such as, if we don't attack them first, they'll attack us, and without the government, we'd be screwed. On active duty, I observed the monotonous and ineffective processes that the U.S. military makes its employees follow. I was stationed in England as a military police officer, where I was stationed with a guy that really opened my mind to the fact that the military is entirely way too big, and it doesn't do its job good enough. We'd have 60 guys driving around a British-owned base, patrolling the fences for the suspected protesters, sleeping and reading our unauthorized reading materials. Some of the guys were the most uneducated, dull people I've ever met in my life. Their enjoyment was trying to hit giant British jackrabbits with the Humvees that they drove around and bragging about how many tickets they wrote to people for not wearing their seatbelts. I guess apparently Americans can write tickets if they're working on a British base.
Well, he's an MP.
Most people, they're not in America, which is weird to me. I guess they can write tickets if they're on. It's weird. I don't understand that. But most people weren't interested in college, most of his co-workers or co-soldiers, and 90% of them never questioned anything handed down to us by our competent authorities. We'd be on 12-hour shifts, and the only reading materials you were authorized to read were government pamphlets and security protocols. In essence, you were not allowed to educate yourself with anything but what the mind-controlling government allowed you to read. After countless hours of paperwork, seeing my commander, and talking to my supervisors, I was allowed to transfer to the Air National Guard unit to allow me to go to school full-time and at least spend 29 days a month, for the most part, a civilian, which is such a breath of fresh air. I'm very interested in your movement. Now, I'm looking at everything passed by government with so much skepticism. So last weekend, I had to go to my guard weekend, which is 300 miles from my house. In the process, I managed to lose my cell phone. What does this have to do with liberty? Well, read on, he says, and we will, because hour number three is coming up. 800-259-9231. What's a lost cell phone have to do with liberty? It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?